Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. I'm delighted to have Regine Snellern back in the studio with me today. Welcome, Regine.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
So, Regine, you're a frequent guest on Chip Chat, but why don't we just start with reminding our audience what your role is at Intel and how it relates to the topic of the day, which is Intel's engagement in the Open Compute Summit this week.
So I am general manager of the cloud service provider organization within the data center group, which means I look after the business when Intel sells our portfolio of technologies into the global cloud service providers such as Facebook or Amazon or Tencent and Alibaba in China. And as well, managing this job, we've had the opportunity to directly engage with many of these customers on not only as they built out their technology, but also supporting industry initiatives that we co-share priorities with. For example, for the past 4 years, we've been a board member of the Open Compute Foundation, which was started by Facebook in 2011. And as the two companies and many, many others have progressed over the past couple of years, what we're seeing is that organization move from vision to reality. And so once again, next week at the summit, we will be showcasing not only our vendors that have created products that support the OCP specifications, but making new announcements as well.
I just got back from Mobile World Congress, where it was really evident that the industry was moving forward from concepts and vision around the change in telco to actual implementations of solutions. And OCP feels a little bit the same to me this year with ramp of actual solutions and a lot of them featuring Intel. Do you want to talk a little bit about the technologies that we're showing there and how this relates to our broader vision for cloud services?
Of course, it always starts with our ingredients, but what then becomes interesting is how the ingredients work their way into full systems and rack level systems and data center solutions. We are highlighting the launch of the new Intel Xeon processor D1500 family that just launched on March 9th. It's our new single socket Xeon in an SoC form factor. So this is our third generation 64-bit SoC, but this is the first time we've brought Xeon and the performance and intelligence and reliability and availability features and all the amazing things in Xeon down into an SoC form factor. And with that announcement, we also have highlighted at the Open Compute Show that Facebook has a project called Yosemite, which is a design specification for Open Compute, and the Xeon D will fit in the Monolake card into the system design. So we're very excited not only to launch the product, but once again to launch a product and card specification that will fit into this Yosemite form factor that will make this product easily adaptable by the Open Compute community and beyond.
So Xeon D, obviously we've talked about the Atom SoCs before on the show and talked about how they were designed for really lightweight workloads where density was and power efficiency were the prime determinants. How do you take the Xeon emergence in the SoC market and what kind of workloads are we aiming for there?
The vast majority of the data center still runs on Xeon in a standard socketed format. And actually, when you look at the cloud data center, probably over 95% of those data centers are built out on two socket Xeon. But as those data centers have to deal with massive growth from more users and consumers, more devices creating more data, accessing those data centers, and new services that they want to create to support those consumers and devices, they need to be able to rapidly scale and get even higher efficiency in their data center. So this product was really designed especially for the data center edge where you see things like dynamic web serving or memory caching all the way to the network edge where telco providers need to modernize and get efficiency out of their network appliances, router, and security appliances. This product is really designed to extend the performance capabilities of Xeon in a more dense format to those type of edge-dense designs.
The Xeon D platform obviously offers a lot more flexibility in terms of how service providers are going to be utilizing our silicon moving forward. But We also did some stuff in terms of next generation solutions for service providers. And can you talk a little bit about what we came out with in terms of rack scale architecture at the show?
So along with our ingredients and boards, all these fit into what we call the rack scale architecture. And this is really about making virtual pools of computer, logical versus physical pools of compute, network, and storage, and making those resources easily composable by the orchestration level to apply those resources to applications. So what you'll be seeing from us at the Open Compute is we will be once again having a demo of the rack scale architecture. But this will be the first time we have a live demo of the Red Rock Canyon 100 gig switch with the RSA software 1.0 running as well. And then to complement that, we will have server motherboards for SSI-based systems, as well as high-density motherboards for the Atom and the Xeon, as well as our new 40 gig Ethernet adapter. But all of these things are based on Open Compute, and many of these fit into our rack scale architecture to show that flexibility and how you can mix and match your CPU types, have more flexible scale out networking and storage within the rack scale architecture.
Now, with rack scale architecture, one interesting thing is the industry ecosystem advancements with this architecture. I think that Ericsson's announcement last week around their use of rack scale architecture really shook up the tech world in terms of a segment leader taking a major step forward with rack scale. Can you talk about what we'll be looking forward to seeing at OCP?
As part of the demo, we'll be highlighting the OEMs and OSVs and other participants in the ecosystem who've come together to create the working concept of the rack scale architecture. Quanta, Huawei, Inspur, Dell, HP, and Ericsson have all made announcements around creating and supporting and in the future selling rack scale architecture-based solutions. ISVs such as VMware and Microsoft are integrating into the APIs and supporting the architecture, as well as the open source community with OpenStack. There's optimizations ongoing to develop for that. So draft versions of all these building blocks that include the architecture and manageability and showcase how these demos and proof of concepts are running are available now. And the final versions of all those specifications will be available towards the end of the year. We will also be making announcements later this year about when we expect to see the first commercial products from ODMs and ISVs, and that will be towards the second half of the year as well.
This is great ecosystem progress on rack scale architecture, and I'm sure there's other companies in the ecosystem that are interested in getting into this space. How would they engage with Intel to get going?
Yeah, well, the first step would be we would love to see you at the show. As we mentioned, we're going to have a large demo presence there so you can get hands-on and talk to experts who span the compute, network, and storage, all the interconnects and the software and API levels of these solutions. We also will have collateral and detailed white papers available for you to take and learn. And then, of course, as I mentioned, all these hardware and manageability reference documents are available today in draft version, and you can contact anybody in the Intel field for an NDA version, and you can see a preview of those in our demo as well. And then access the portfolio of RSA APIs and software. These are the ones creating, and we're turning them over to the development platform, and once again, you can get those through your Intel contact or come visit in the demo area, and we will connect you.
Now, obviously, this also reflects on Intel's continued investment in open standards and open specifications. Can you talk a little bit about why that's so important to Intel as we continue with evolution of cloud computing?
Yeah, and that is a good question, because it's not just based on our history over four decades of building our business around creating and establishing standards that help pave the way for volume adoption of technologies, whether it was Wi-Fi for the mobility platform or PCIe. All these kind of standards make computing more pervasive, easier to adopt, and it also lowers the cost of computing. And if you're familiar with Jevons' Law, that basically says anytime you can take something and make it cheaper and easier to use, what that actually does is creates new uses and use cases, which actually grows the TAM. So this kind of building on open standards isn't about commoditization. It's about really unlocking the efficiency and economics so that there can be more innovation in the system, more innovation on top of the hardware and platforms, more innovation then for new services to support all those users and devices. When it's cheaper and easy to access, we can really extend it more broadly and solve bigger challenges in the world. We really believe that open standards is the way to drive that volume and economics and make things easier to deploy, which is good for everybody in the industry.
Well, Regine, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for coming and bringing the news of Open Compute to our audience, and we'll have you back on the program soon.
Well, thanks, Allison. I'm really excited about the Open Compute Show. We've been a part of this for many, many years, and I hope members of this audience will either follow up on some of the webcasts or meet with us directly at the show.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.